Welcome back. Our next panel is CD, and let's start with seat E, and let's start with Kathleen Plunkett and your opening statement, please.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Kathleen Plunkett, and I've concentrated on children, infrastructure, and public safety during my many years of community service. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, and I've lived in Anchorage for more than 40 years. I graduated from East High School and UAA with a bachelor's in business. I have worked as an accountant for ConocoPhillips for 29 years. I have used my accounting and financial experience in my community involvement and feel this would be good expertise on the school board as well. I was honored to receive the Anchorage School District an Anchorage School District Volunteer of the Year Award in 1998 for my volunteer activities at Clark Middle School. I'm proud of my efforts as a coordinator of parks on the east side to complete two parks in our area. We must work and continually coordinate to expand our volunteer programs in our schools for our students, teachers, community, and parents. Thank you, and I'd appreciate your support.
Now let's go to Lynn Anderson for the first question.
Kathleen, I assume you're still involved with the Russian Jack Community Council in that area. Along with it, how would you rank the district's efforts to produce a safe school environment, and not just the gangs, but just in day-to-day encounters among the students?
I think it's not just the school district. It's also the municipality. And there's a lot of programs that, at least in the Russian Jack Community Council, that we have worked on creating not only a safe school, but also a safe community environment, because really you need both to have a safe school. Weed and Seed in our area, which is weeding out crime and seeding in neighborhood revitalization, is just one of those areas that we've really successfully worked to go look at it and say, what can we do in this one area to make it a little better? And it may be something simple in the case of Willowa Elementary as getting some streetlights put in the area so that when kids were going to and from school or if they were a little late, that they could actually see going back and forth. And then the other thing that I like to work on is graffiti removal, which I think the school district does a much better job of than the municipality.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving along here, what are the basics that an Anchorage High School graduate should know? What are the fundamentals you should get off the stage with?
The fundamentals are reading, writing, and arithmetic are the main ones that you have to have for anything. But I think you need a little more than that. You need to be able to communicate effectively, and you need to be prepared for whatever success and whatever road you want in life, whether it is college prep or whether you're looking at a trade school. You need to be able to go out into the working world and be prepared to do just that.
Thank you. Lynn Anderson.
Is the school budget too large or too small?
Boy, I would like to see it a little smaller, but at the same token, I think we need to keep our instruction budget at the size it is, because that's where our kids are. That's really where we need to emphasize that particular piece. I do think we need to look at the administration, and we need to look at every program to see if it's really meeting the needs that are required. But I do think we need to look at in the administrative area and the support area, see how we can do some different programs and look at where we can create some efficiencies. I also do think we need to look at a task force with the municipality and do look at some infrastructure sharing to see where we do have some commonalities and can move forward.
Okay. Thank you. During the campaign, we've heard about duplication of services between the municipality and the school district. Is it a fair charge, and is there anything we can do about it?
I think it is something that we need to work toward. It's something, when I was on the Federation of Community Councils, that actually with Harriet Drummond, we discussed just that. And I've kind of, during the campaign trail, I kind of mentioned it to her again as well. I think it'll take, whether it's the school district and the assembly working together with the administration to see where we can work and pool our resources. I've actually talked to Tim Sullivan a little bit about the People Mover. I think we could look at utilizing that for some of our I know some of our alternative programs, that's what some of the students use. So we should look at, make sure it's effective. We've done that in other areas of our community as well.
Lynn Anderson.
How effective is, do you think, the school district at communication, perhaps both within and reaching out into the community, and especially with the different groups?
I think that the school district has a lot of work still to do in the communication area. And in actually really welcoming not only parents, grandparents, community volunteers into the schools, as well as more effectively communicating with our teachers and our students. That's one thing within the Rush and Jack Community Council that I worked on quite a bit, especially when I was building my second park, needed to pull all those people in, and it also would give you an opportunity for bringing in mentors, which we really need to do more of. A lot of times people just need to be asked, would you please help with this item? Would you please come in and do this and be welcomed? And they will come.
Okay. My question for you is, do the teachers union have too much influence over educational policy?
You know, I'm a newbie when it comes to unions, but I think the main thing with the teachers union is they just want to make sure that they're listened to. I know that I was endorsed by the AEA, and I think Jody was as well. And it was more based on working together, I think working together and actually listening to all sides of the story and actually being a contributing member and getting all our facts straight and looking at the best positive outcome, which is kind of what my nature is to look at everything from a positive angle of how we can move forward for the best outcome for our kids.
If I could follow up, how much are you spending on your race?
Oh, I think I put in about $9,000 with all my items that have come in with my last APOC.
Thank you. Lynn.
Given the economy, although you don't like to think about it, and it's not why I don't think, well, where would you cut if you have to from the school district?
If I have to cut from the school district, it would be in the administrative and it would be in the support area. I know that when the assembly took this topic on, they cut almost $4 million, which I believe the mayor has vetoed, and I don't think he has the, I don't think it'll, it's vetoed. I don't think they'll come back and take it away. But the question that they kept looking at was computers. I know that my computer in my office I've had for 8 years, and it's had a memory upgrade, but it still is working actually pretty well. If you have to look at it, you look at areas outside of the instructional unit for cutting costs and programs that may not be effective, but basically outside the instructional area.
Would that include support areas connected with, say, bilingual and special needs?
I would not want to cut it in that area, no.
We need to go to your closing statement, please. Sorry to be so abrupt.
That's okay. Thank you. I've been a parent, grandparent, and community volunteer in Anchorage for more than 30 years. I believe in our public school system. We need to continually look for efficiencies. Student safety is critical, as well as programs that will keep our children interested and in school. This includes VOCAD as well as college prep courses. I would be honored to receive your vote on April 7th. Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's go to our next guest, Don Smith. Don, your opening statement, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm Don Smith, the fiscally conservative candidate for the Anchorage School Board. I'm a lifelong resident of Anchorage. I've served 15 years in elective office. I'm the father of the tax cap. I was born in Anchorage in 1939, and I attended Anchorage schools and graduated from Anchorage High School in 1957. My four children attended Anchorage schools and all graduated here from high school. Currently, I have three grandchildren attending Anchorage schools. I've spent 15 years in elective office, serving on the Borough Assembly, the Charter Commission, the Alaska State Legislature, and the Anchorage Municipal Assembly. 1 month ago, three of my opponents and I attended the NEA Teachers Union meeting at the Marriott Hotel. My opponents, Kathleen Plunkett, James LaBelle, and Jody Smith, all stood up and pledged total support for the teachers' union demands. I stood up and said no. Please remember, I wrote the tax cap, and over the past 25 years, you and all other Anchorage taxpayers have been spared hundreds of millions in taxes. Anchorage and Alaska are headed into tough financial times, and you need a fiscal conservative on the school board. Vote for Don Smith, father of the tax cap for school board CD. Thank you.
Lynn Anderson.
What demands did you find unacceptable from the union?
What demands did I find?
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I think the reason that I had a problem was that, number one, we have a tax cap. The demands can't be met, number one. But to just, you know, I've been around the political scene long enough to watch candidates, new candidates who've never served, who don't realize, you know, when they open their mouths sometimes, they're promising things they can't deliver. And that's where I have a problem. The growth of the municipal budgets, school and municipal governments, is only a factor of inflation and population growth. So you're going from a $700 million school budget, probably 3 percentage points. It's all you've got to play with. And when you start promising the salary increases and all of the things that the teachers are asking you to, you know, to support, I stood up and said about what I'm saying right now, that I think that we've got to be careful, we've got to watch our pennies, and that we're heading into a tough time economically, and the public's getting fed up with the amount they're having to pay.
Keeping an eye on pennies theme, how are you going to vote on the bonds?
I'm going to vote no.
And you want to take an opportunity to develop that? Is it these specific bonds or the general time?
I don't think I need. I mean, I'm voting no because I think we have currently, between the city of Anchorage, the municipal utilities, and the school district, we're just short of $2 billion in debt. The taxpayers of Anchorage are committed to about $2 billion in debt. Now we're going to add, you know, hundreds more to that. It will definitely go up over the $2 million or $2 billion mark. And that's the reason primarily I'm voting no.
Thank you, Mike.
Go ahead.
Lynn Anderson.
Well, if you had to cut or really scrutinize the budget as it exists, what would you examine?
Well, number one, I would start examining the special needs and some of the programs that we're providing in Anchorage schools. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think it's upwards of over 25% that are being spent in these programs. I have been a very active parent and grandparent in the Anchorage school system. I have two kids that are grandkids that are at Diamond and one at ABC School, Northern Lights. And I've gone to an awful lot of classes and gone to an awful lot of programs and helped on projects. And so I'm around the schools a fair amount. And to me, I think we're neglecting the bright kids. I think we're neglecting the average kids that show up to school every day and try to do their homework and try to provide the, you know, the things that the teachers are requiring. And yet, I don't think in a 50-minute class period, my grandkids got better than 30 minutes, you know, of instruction. The rest of the time, they were changing diapers, they were fighting unruly kids. The teachers are frustrated because I've talked to a lot of them. And so I think we need to take a look at the emphasis that we're placing in our school system. I think that's part of the reason that we're only graduating maybe 60% of our kids and, you know, are getting a degree.
Many of the candidates call for more vocational and technical education. It seems that it's also expensive. How can we achieve the goal of having more voc ed without running up the budget?
Well, I can't sit here and tell you what it would cost to have a wood shop or a mechanic or a metal working shop in the high schools or the junior highs. It was there when I was in school and went to Anchorage High School, which is now West. And I was able to take woodworking and I took some metal, and I think there was even a class on auto body work. Your demands, if I listened to somebody on your program earlier tonight that said that 20% of the students really are, the jobs are available for college-educated kids. We got supposedly 80% of the kids in the district that are not going to go on to a college degree, or, you know, the jobs aren't there for them. So I do think we need to look at vocational education in the high schools and possibly something in junior highs. But I also think that, again, if you look at the millions and millions and millions of dollars that we're spending on these extra outside Title I and special ed programs. I don't mind meeting the federal guidelines, but I have a funny feeling, and I haven't had a chance to analyze it, but I think that we're way over the requirements for those programs. And while I feel I have a special needs child, a grandchild, and I'm pleased, not in Anchorage, up in the valley, but I do think the 14 other grandkids have been neglected.
Thank you. Len Anderson.
Well, pursuing the Title I, that's been kind of a thorn for the district, meeting the requirements of the federal guidelines. So perhaps they're not spending enough money, or they're spending what they have to, and the same with English for Second Language, which is another thing you have to meet with the federal guidelines. If that's not the case, that they're overspending in those areas, then how would you get this balance? Because I can see what you're saying about the average student and your other 14 grandkids, but the federal government is demanding that we do something with these others. How can we achieve that balance?
Well, number one, I'm suspicious that we are meeting and exceeding the requirements for Title I and special ed. I cannot believe that we're getting the demands that we have to provide what we're providing. I'm not saying that we cut it out, but I think we need to take a hard look at it. And for example, when my grandkids were attending Kincaid Elementary, every class, it seemed like, had a special needs student in there. Well, you know, I'm going to upset some people when I say this, but I would rather have one classroom at Kincaid Elementary where the kids that have special needs can go and get special help, but not put them in every classroom, all 15 or 16 classrooms in the building, and bring all of that disruption that comes from some of the problems that you have with those kids. So that's, I guess, where I'm coming from. And I really have a funny feeling, and that's just inside of me, that we're probably meeting and beating the requirements that are set forth by the feds for those programs.
Okay, I think we're getting pretty close to a closing statement, Don, Mr. Smith. If you'd go ahead, please, and give us a closing statement.
Yes, please remember that Don Smith is the fiscal conservative candidate for the school board CD. I'm qualified and will stand up for the taxpayers as a member of the Anchorage School Board. The school district budget will be $762 million this coming July. The current bonded debt for the municipality and Anchorage School District is approximately $1.9 billion. The school board needs to begin asking some questions and put the brakes on our runaway spending habits. Please vote Don Smith for the school board CD. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smith. Now let's meet our final candidate who's here tonight in this race, and that is Jody Smith.
Hi, my name is Jody Smith. I'm a third-generation Alaskan teacher, and I'm a mother of two young children. Like many parents in Anchorage, I have a vested interest in the success of the Anchorage School District. I also have the unique perspective of having worked as a teacher in the Anchorage School District and then as a reading specialist, traveling around to 10 different schools in the district. I believe that my experience provides an insight on some of the issues that are facing the school district. Number one, I think we need to improve our graduation rates. We can do that by offering more vocational and career training to our students. Number two, we need to look at the allocation of our resources. The schools today are very different from the schools 10 years ago in Anchorage. We need to make sure that our programs and resources are meeting the needs of our students today. And third, I think the Anchorage School District could take a leadership role in providing state-funded pre-K opportunities for children in our community. If we want to make positive differences in our K-12 education system, we need to look at the opportunities that are available to our pre-K students. I'm very proud of my positions and any of the statements that I've made as I've been campaigning. I hope that you would consider supporting me, and I would appreciate your vote. I'm Jody Smith.
Thank you. Len Anderson, first question.
From your permanent classroom of the past to travels about to other classrooms, are there tools that the teachers need that they're not getting in the classrooms?
Well, I believe that we need to prepare our students for 21st century learning. And to do that, we need to have the technology available. Students today are much more comfortable with the technology, and we also need to have teachers who have the professional development and the training to provide that 21st century education to our students.
Is there something about the schools that you think the general public and parents perhaps really don't understand, that it's just different than the way they imagine it?
Absolutely. I think we have a tendency to wax nostalgic.
I'm not going to assume that there's one, but there's something that comes to mind.
Sure. We do have a tendency, I think, to have a nostalgia about the way things used to be and the way schools used to be when we were in school or when we were children. And the reality is our school district is very different now. We have 92 different languages. We have a lot of students who are coming to Alaska with some very significant needs. And I think one of the wonderful things about a free and public education is that we are providing education for all children. We're not turning anyone away at the door. We're offering the best education we can possibly provide for each and every student in the district.
Len Anderson.
Are some of our high schools, do you think, too big to provide that best education? Are there ways that we can countersize?
Sure. We do have large high schools in this school district, up to 2,000 students at some of our high schools. But I think what we can do to make the schools more effective is to promote the school within a school concept that would not require additional infrastructure or new buildings. But within our high schools, we can make smaller communities so students are feeling the connection with their classmates and their teachers and make it feel like it's a smaller school without actually changing the building itself.
If I might, we heard earlier that teachers are having to buy all kinds of things to be used in the classroom. Is that your experience? And if so, why?
That is true. That is true. Teachers do spend a lot of money out of their own pockets for supplies. Often teachers will buy supplies if students don't have access to them, pencils, paper, and then just additional things that they think will enrich the curriculum for their students. We have some very dedicated teachers in our school district, and they're willing to invest their own money in providing the best education they can.
Thank you. Lynn.
Once again, kind of a question I like to ask the teachers. You rise to the school board, although some teachers may not feel that that's the direction. You have to not expand programs now like teachers would like. You have to cut. Where will the knife fall?
Well, I think it's easy. An easy answer would be to say let's cut the administration. But I think we need to take a look at the school district in its entirety and think about it maybe like the Air Force, where there's a small number of pilots involved in flying the airplanes, but there's a large group of people involved in supporting those pilots, from the fuel tankers to the air traffic controllers. So we need to look at that as each of those roles as supporting the mission of the pilot, which is to go fly on his mission and return home safely. So I think that it would be easy to say, let's cut the administration, but I think it's going to take a careful, thoughtful look at the budget and look for places that we could improve and be more efficient and effective.
Any initial ideas?
Unfortunately, I think when times are tough and we have to look at cutting back, the first place that I would probably personally take a look is some of our summer school offerings that the district has. Not that I don't support the mission of summer school, but it would be one place as financial times get tight, one place we may look to do some cuts.
As you look at the current board, what would you describe as its primary weakness?
Well, that kind of leads into why did I run for school board.
Good. Go right ahead.
When I realized that there wasn't anybody sitting on the school board who had a background in education and there wasn't anyone who had elementary age children, I felt that those were both very important. I believe we do need lawyers, we do need accountants, but we also need someone who has an education and a training in education, making some of those decisions as well. So I feel that that's a weakness of the current school board and something that I would like to bring to the table.
Thank you. Len Anderson.
What's the best policy you think the school board has instituted over recent years, and do you have a candidate for worse, or let's say questionable?
Questionable. I think one of the great programs that the Anchorage School District has recently implemented has been the language immersion programs that start at the elementary school level in kindergarten and have expanded all the way through high school. I think giving children that gift of a second language is just really fabulous, and now we have lots of opportunities for children to learn Spanish, Japanese, German, and Russian, and I think that's a great strength in our school district. As far as a questionable program in the school district, I might say, again, back to the summer school, I think that we need to kind of look at how effective have we been with the programs that we've been using in our summer schools, and could we do anything to make those programs more effective?
Are you speaking across the board, or those some of the summer school classes are designed to get the kids their diploma? Others are used as a chance for students who are concentrating on core areas to take other interests that they would might not be able to pursue.
Right. I guess specifically I'm thinking about elementary summer school for those students who are behind their grade level and then just needing some extra help. And it's such a short time period, and I really want to be sure that we're getting the best bang for our buck on those summer school programs.
If we could turn, Jody Smith, to your closing statement, and you could take a little bit longer if you have something a little bit longer.
Okay, sure. Thank you. I think that my name is Jody Smith. I don't think my name is Jody Smith, but I think that something that I could bring to the board is leadership. I know it's easy for someone to say, I have leadership, but in this case, I want you to know that I would provide the leadership. I can get people together to work toward a common goal. I'm also very passionate about education. You could say it's my family business. I come from a long line of educators. I have my master's degree in education, and I also have a strong desire to make our schools world class. I'd like you to encourage people to visit my website, which is jodysmithforschoolboard.com, and also do some homework and research on the school board candidates. There has not been a lot of coverage in the media with school board. It's kind of been the buried race, but to let you know that there are a lot of great candidates, and it's upon the voter to do the research. And thank you for watching the program, and that's another great way to find out about your school board candidates. Please vote for me. My name is Jody Smith, and I'm running for seat E. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, candidates. We'll be right back with our final group of candidates for seat F and G.